First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, and I hope you're ready for this. If you're not, turn it off, because, see, I do not give a damn, and I don't want to be a smartass. I'm kind of like Trump. I'm just trying to do my own thing, and I've got a lot of hundreds of thousands of supporters all throughout the country. Then I've got a few people who don't like me, and they're the vocal ones, and everybody thinks, man, everybody hates Romanek. No, everybody doesn't hate Bob Romanek. Most people respect me because I tell the truth. I'm trying to keep us all on track and hopefully get some of the people that don't like me, and I don't give a damn if anybody likes me today or tomorrow or any day, but I hope I can get them to understand that what I'm saying is the truth. All they have to do is listen to me, research it. They'll find out it's the truth. Now, if they don't want to run with it, then that's on them. But I think most people would, but we'll see. We'll see how this crap goes. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. We will be off tomorrow and Friday, taking a couple days off. And I'm just starting to feel a lot better, so I'm back to normal now, but I'll really be back to normal next week. And I'm probably going to go crazier than I've ever been, because a lot of this crap sits with me, and I just kind of let it go, and then I think, why the hell would I let it go? Then I read and I hear all throughout the newspapers, all throughout the TV stations, this Colin Kaepernick, what a piece of nigger. And I'm probably going to play nigger hating me out of disrespect for him at some point in time here shortly. But Colin Kaepernick, because he says one person, now people, 300 million people in this great United States of America. And one person, Colin Kaepernick, says it's disrespectful. The Nike shoe that they put out, and on the back, so that's a white shoe, has some red trim, and it's got a flag of the 13 original states. Now, Colin Kaepernick is saying it's disrespectful because it was there during the time of slavery. Well, hell, then we might as well just take our whole country for the first 100 years and forget about it. Take everybody's name off everything. But he says it, and that's what pisses me off. He says it, so what does Nike do? Nike doesn't want to stir up any crap, so they're saying, well, we're going to take it off because we don't want to insult anybody. You mean insult Colin Kaepernick? And apparently, I mean, this guy's good. I mean, this shoe, I've seen it. It's a red, white, and blue sneaker. Really a nice shoe. Now, it's not nice at $150, but, you know, that's what they're going to charge for it. And if you want it, you're going to pay for it. But $150 for the shoe, and because Colin Kaepernick says it's disrespectful, it was during a time of slavery, well, then let's get rid of the 13 stars. Let's get rid of the first flag, because that's what it was. during a time of slavery, and that's just the way it was. Wasn't nobody's fault. That's just the way the world was at that time. Now they tell me that Thomas Jefferson in Charlottesville, Virginia, they're going to take some of his awards down. They're going to take another one of his statues down. That's where the President Jefferson was born. Charlottesville, Virginia. And you got some of the niggers, and it's the niggers, and you got some white people that latch on, of course. But you got the niggers, and they're saying, no, they wanted down. He had slaves, and he did. Matter of fact, if I can find my paper, I'll tell you how many slaves he had and how many slaves the other presidents had. Of course, I'm probably not going to be able to find it because that's how unprepared I am every day. I do go in and take a good crap, though, so I feel... I may not sound good on the air, and I may piss everybody off, but I'll tell you what, when I sit down here, I feel good. I feel like a true American who just took a good crap, and I can say what I want when I want. But, you know, it's just amazing how they can take a minor situation, take a situation where Nike tried to be half decent, but I got to say, you know, Nike's employees over in the across the waters make 40, 50 cents an hour, people. 40, 50 cents an hour, and they're the ones that make Nike shoes. And if you look at your tags on a lot of your clothes, at the malls, at the expensive places, they're made in China, they're made in Japan, they're made all over this great world, but a lot of it's not made in this great United States of America. But nobody wants to talk on that. They want to talk on some bullcrap subject like shouldn't have the 13 stars on the back of the shoe. Now, do you know the people in foreign countries? Do you know these son of a bitches that read that crap and say, you know, I thought America was really a great country. What the hell's wrong with these idiots in America? And the problem is, we don't have any way to really defend ourselves. Now, Nike took the shoe off the market. Colin Kaepernick is happy as hell, and some of his nigger followers are happy as hell because they know next time they want something off the market, it'll get off the market. But I just don't believe, sitting there last night watching you on the late news, how they can take that shoe, and you people need to get on the internet and look at that shoe. What a beautiful shoe. Not for 150 bucks, but what a beautiful shoe. And because Colin Kaepernick wants to keep his nigger ass in the game, he's going to say it's disrespectful because during that time there was slavery. Well, hell yeah, there was slavery. What are we going to do about it? You know, they want to knock Thomas Jefferson, everything that his name's on or his plaque's on in Charlottesville, Virginia. They're to the point they want to knock it all out, and they may. But I still have to say, George Washington had slaves. Why the hell and think about it, people? And it may be minor to you, but it is a major situation. If they're going to come after Thomas Jefferson, why, if they're honest with themselves, why won't they come after the first president of the United States? He had, I think, 100-some-odd slaves. You notice nobody wants to deal with George Washington, though. I don't know why. I don't understand why they want to deal with Thomas Jefferson. They want to deal with some other presidents that had slaves back in the day. But they don't want to deal with George Washington. And I've said it 1,000 times. It's because the bastards know that it won't do any good. They start coming after George Washington, I think there's going to be major, major problems. And not that George was any better or any worse than anybody. He just happened to be the first president, and he had slaves, and everybody just passes over George Washington. But they want to go to Thomas Jefferson. They've been trying to get Thomas for a long time now, try to get him off the money, trying to put some black gal on. It's really amazing. It's really amazing how one or two or 10 or 15, not proud black, because they don't want to get involved in this stupid crap, how one or two or 15 stupid niggers can bitch and get their way, and 200 million people, 300 million people just shut their mouths. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, man, I thought Colin Kirkpatrick, whatever that nigga name is, I thought he wasn't even relevant anymore.
Kaepernick.
Where he come from? I thought they put I thought they put that nigga on the shelf and patted him on his head and told him, you know, become a good boy, be quiet.
Well, you know, Joe, they did. But now for him to get any kind of recognition, here it is, the 4th of July. What better time? So he's out.
That's also a marketing ploy, too. Think about it.
Well,
they trying to sell more shoes, and they bring this old nigga out and have him run his mouth. Do you know how much one of them pair of shoes cost if they release them?
Well, it's $150.
I heard they're going up to like $1,300.
Well, they may now, but they were on the market for $100.50, and I'll bet you there wasn't $5 worth of material and labor in that shoe when they made it.
Hey, when you was a cop, Bob, to pay $1,300 for a whore, one of them East St. Louis prostitutes?
Hell no. I got them $10 whores. I couldn't afford a $1,300 whore. What else going on in your world, Joe?
Hey, man, I'm about to go eat me some snoots and muscatel for the 4th of July and take all my little kids. I got over 10 kids, and we about to go down there and sing the Star Spangled Banner. You know, while we watch it. While we watch the Blue Angels fly?
Yeah, I think that's who's coming over. But, you know,
yeah.
Joe, before I get you off, on a very, very serious note now, and I am being serious, they talk about the 4th of July.
Me too.
They talk about the 4th of July, and everybody's now bitching about, it's all about Trump. I mean, when are people going to get their heads on straight and say, hey, this is about America. This is about the independence of America. These liberal, not the rank and file Democrats, they're decent people. These liberal Democrats, they're never going to have this country be right again. What do you think?
Oh, you're right. But when people say Trump is racist, I'm trying to understand what the hell they're talking about. What is a racist?
Well, to me, a racist...
Trump might be an elitist. What is Trump stopping the niggas and the crackers doing from this country?
Holding
the back.
You know what he's doing, what he's stopping, Joe? He's stopping them from sitting on their ass because he's opening up a lot of job opportunities, and the crackers and the hunkies and the niggers, they don't like that because they don't want to work.
Well, that white nigga Bill Clinton was one of the worst presidents for black people and white people.
You know what, Joe? I gotta agree with you.
And nigga worship him like he's a second coming of Jesus or somebody.
Yeah. You know, Joe, thanks for the call. Listen, Joe, you and yours.
Yeah, man, Bahu Power and Happy Fourth, okay, my friend?
Okay, all right. You and your family have a good, safe 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good old Joe, going to get him some muscatel and some snoots. But it really is amazing. It is amazing. You look at the papers now. It's not so much about the 4th of July, about our country's independence, about what we did to make our country great again. It's about Trump. They always, always, always want to make it about Donald Trump. And talk about, this is not about the 4th of July. This is about Donald Trump showing who he is, what he is. And I don't understand where they come up with that, but just like this Nike situation, you put enough crap out there, and if people don't research it, they actually think that's the way it is. And there is so much fake news, and on all the stations, even Fox, who used to be somewhat conservative, they're becoming a lot more liberal as time goes on. So I don't know if there's ever going to be a true conservative newspaper. I don't know if there's ever going to be a true newspaper who prints the truth. I don't give a damn if you're conservative. I don't give a damn if you're liberal. I don't give a damn if you're an atheist, a communist. I don't care what you are. But whenever something happens, if you're a reporter, report the truth. If you report the truth, there won't be any problems. We got some more callers. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
I am, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple comments, if you don't mind. First one, obviously, is I'll never buy another Nike product. I mean, you know, the niggas are too stupid to realize that back in the country Wall Street, there was also black slave owners back in the day too. But they forget that.
Yeah, they don't forget it. They don't forget it, Lou. They just don't want to remember because it doesn't take care of their objectives.
Right, absolutely. Because there was over 4,000 black slave owners back in the all the way up to the Civil War. But anyway, and that's neither here nor there. But you know, in regards, you know, with that being said, I want to mention about the free speech and what you've done for everyone here on the radio. And I know they're trying to knock you off, Bob, and that for whatever reason that you're a convicted felon, you know, and what does that got to do with you having a license? I know they put that rule in there somewhere, and that's why they're trying to knock you off. You know, and that's what's wrong with our country, is here it is, it's built on Christian values, but the last thing they want to do is give anybody a second chance, especially when they're a convicted felon. So I don't understand that, because I know a lot of convicted felons, and they have a hard time getting professional license, whether it's out of the beauty salon, or whether it's an FCC license for a radio station, Bob, you know, or their law degree or anything. You know, it's just a joke in our country that a guy can serve all of his time and do everything, and his probation's over with, but yet he can't get certain licenses because he was a convicted felon. I don't get that. But
you know, Joe, I'll tell you, I get it. The crime that they alleged that I did was over 20 years ago. It was obstruction of justice. They said I lied and wouldn't tell the truth. No, I didn't lie, but I would have, because I wasn't going to help put my friends in jail. But that was over 20 years ago. But see, they don't give a damn. If they can come after anybody, felon or not, they will. If you're not part of the in crowd, you know, you're not part of the in crowd. And having said that, everybody at that point wants to be part of the in crowd, because if you're not, you're going nowhere quick. But I agree with you, Lou. This crazy country of ours, for all the fighting, everything that's happened over all these years, and with tomorrow being July the 4th, I think people ought to just sit back and thank our country, thank our brave military heroes, thank everybody that's helped put us in this position, because without everybody's help, Democrat, Republican, men, women, black and white, we wouldn't be where we're at today. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And when you talk about the in crowd, I mean, Bob, you know, corruption at, you know, your local municipalities, your local police chiefs, your local mayors, your local county prosecutors, your local county sheriffs, all the way up to the state attorney generals, all the way up until FBI Jim Comey. I mean, we see how these people abuse their authority, and they do. And if people don't think that they don't, well, they're very naive. Because it does go on in this country, Bob.
Yeah, you know, Lou, thank you very much for the call. You're exactly right. It does go on in this country, and it's not ever so often. It's day in and day out and day in and day out. And I don't know why intelligent people like you, Lou, like Joe, that just call me, and all the people that call me off and on the air, all the people that stop me at the restaurants and walking down the street, at some point in time, they're so pissed. At some point in time, I think it's going to be where everybody's going to say, hey, enough's enough. They've pushed their agenda. It's time to push ours. And everybody listen to me throughout this country. That's why they're pissed at me. Yeah, they're trying to get the license here. And they eventually may do it. But if so, I'll just be at another radio station. So that doesn't, you know, an old man like me, it doesn't bother me. I'll probably be dead before they ever get the license. But of course, we'll fight them tooth and nail all the way down. We'll fight them tooth and nail all the way down. And I think at the end of the day, I think we will survive this. I think we will survive all this fight with the government. And I think a lot of people will survive. But it's like me. They don't like me because I fight back. They hate somebody that fights back. They hate somebody that's going to spend money. That's the worst thing they could have. Somebody going to spend money, and it cost me before $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. And if I have to spend $280,000, $90,000 to prove a point, I will. But you just sit back and you read all this crap, and you think, how the hell did it come to it? Then I talked about Colin Kaepernick, that John Hawley, and I want to salute him. Don't know him very well. Don't know much about him. He's a junior senator, Republican senator from Missouri. He called Nike anti-American on Tuesday after the shoe company said it would not sell the U.S. flag themed sneaker. Now, I don't know many politicians that would come out, and this guy's a freshman, of course. He's just been there a few months. But for a guy to come out like he has and said that Nike is anti-American, I have to salute him. Now, that's in the front page top fold of the Belva of the St. Louis Post disgrace, but for that man to have the guts, Senator Hawley, to have the guts to stand up and say that. He says, Nike thinks American flag is symbol of oppression. What planet are you on? Hawley tweeted on Tuesday morning, adding that the company builds its business around sweatshop labor. And I said that before he said it. That's what they do. They build it around sweatshop labor. But nobody talks about that. But at Nike said they made their public relations team, that officials made the decision to halt distribution of the Air Max 1 Quick Strike 4th of July shoe based on concerns that it could unintentionally offend and detract from the nation's patriotic holiday. Now, it says decision to halt distribution. Now, I don't know if that means down the road, and I'm sure they've sent thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of copies of those shoes out already. Said that in one of the newspapers, that they'd already sent it out. So I don't know if that means that all the Nike distributorships are going to pull them off the shelves. But I guarantee you, when it's all said and done, that there'll be bogus copies of this Nike Air Max 1 Quick Strike 4th of July shoe. Damn, I guarantee you they'll be selling those, and they may be counterfeit, but at some point in time, who really cares if you got a shoe that you like and it's supposed to be a Nike, but it's not, but if you like the design, I don't know why you wouldn't want to buy it. And I'm looking at the back of it right now, and I'm sure a lot of you people have seen it. It's just the American flag with the 13 stars. Now, they could have put the American flag with 50 stars, and that nigger Kaepernick and some of his nigger racist buddies would say, hey, it's 50 stars. There's been all kind of racial problems. There's been all kind of problems the last 200-300 years. Why would you put that flag with 50 stars on the back of the shoe? But there's always a reason. And I think at some point in time, we just have to fight through it. Go ahead, Skip. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I want to say something good.
Wait a minute.
You don't want to hear it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, go ahead.
My son plays baseball in Columbia.
Uh-huh.
And before every game, they start the national anthem. And everybody stops what they're doing at the concession stands and stand with take their hats off. All both teams are lined up on the first and third base line with their hats off over their heart. And I look, and 80% of those shoes are Nike's.
Yeah.
Nike needs to wake up.
You know what's...
You're
talking about Columbia, Illinois, I would assume, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, Skip, doesn't it make you proud, though, even though all this crap's going on, doesn't it make you proud to live in this great country? Doesn't it make you proud to know that people died to give you the right to say what you want, to give me, Bob Romanek, the right to say what I want? Doesn't it, if you think about all the good, doesn't it really make you feel and be thankful for being an American?
Yeah, yes, it does. And, you know, I try to instill that in my son. My mom's husband was in World War II and was in China in a concentration camp and held by the Japanese. And to hear the stories that he went through, yeah, I try to instill it.
Well, I tell you what, Skip, I appreciate you being a long-time listener and a first-time caller. Don't hesitate to call back. And you don't have to call back with good news. You can call back with bad news if you want to. But coming up on the 4th of July, I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to call.
Yeah, and you know, again, in closing, they do this before every game. And it's they're lucky they have a PA system, you know, and some fields don't have it. But it does. To stand and watch it, it's really something to see.
Skip, thank you very much. Skip from Columbia, Illinois. What a great town. What great people. I wish you the best on the 4th of July. And isn't it amazing that there is some good that comes out of this great country? But other than people like me and Kevin Slayton and Skip here, who just called, longtime listener, first-time caller, I guess he just felt compelled to call. You got to sit back and think. There's a lot of bad going on, not just in this country, throughout the world. But there's a lot of good going on, too. And if we take the good and temper it and let people know, I think all the good will start surmounting and start getting past all the bad. And then we can start be on a good trip for a while. But again, I don't know why everybody wants to take it negatively, but, you know, we have to fight through that. We've got some more callers. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was spiced, the party was pumping.
V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a pull my shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome back to the dark side. I want to thank people for holding on. We go through our commercials and we try to get them, most of them, out of the way so we don't have to screw with them. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Lewis. Thanks for holding. You're on the dark side.
Oh, good morning, Bob. I just wanted to wish you and Kevin and everyone there a happy 4th of July. And I also want to thank you again. I'm the gentleman that you let talk about that GoFundMe thing for me last year, and I wanted to thank you for that again. And also, you were talking about news sources that are going more liberal or left. Well, there's a few that I could, well, besides you and Kevin, of course, since you guys do the news so well. On YouTube, if you look up OAN, it's called One American News, and they pretty much do the news straight down the middle there, but you have to search it up because of the way YouTube is acting these days.
They don't let
it pop.
I said you're right, because they're trying to dictate to everybody what they can say and what they can't say.
Well, anyway, there's that one, OAN, and then there's also another one called The Next News Network. They're still up, but you have to search for them. They don't let them pop up on your screen like normal. But if you search for them, they're still there, and they pretty much do the news right down the middle, too, like you and Kevin do. So there are things out there. You just have to hunt for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lou, we will hunt for them, and I hope you and yours have a safe 4th of July. Always appreciate you listening, appreciate you calling. And you hang in there, because you're a good man, and good men always make it at the end.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when people call and thank you for just doing what's right. You know, I'm not doing anything any different than anybody else would do if they wanted to do it right. But, of course, a lot of people don't want to do it right. A lot of people want to. They talk about Bob Romanek wanting to confuse everything, wanting to upset the apple cart. No, I just want to keep the apple cart on the right track. You know, there's people, there's friends of mine that are wrong. Just because they're my friends doesn't mean that they're always right. And I've got some enemies. I've got some enemies that I really dislike, but sometimes they do things right. And when they do, I will give them credit for doing it, because that's what it's about. If you do something right, no matter if people like you or not, you ought to be commendated for it. And if you do wrong, you ought to be criticized for it. And that's what I do. And some people just don't like it. I want to say here in the paper, in the Belleville News slime of crap, five front page, top fold, great big letters, big black letters. 5-5, you get me, not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 felony charges against the Allerton mayor dismissed. And I knew that was going to come. That's Joanne Reed. You know, she's the one that pled out before to felonies. She had been previously elected mayor. She pled guilty in 2014 for smuggling a cell phone in the Allerton Village Jail, where a relative was held, when one of her relatives were held. She received probation and community service. After she attended a drug treatment program, her conviction was removed from her record, which means that she could run again. And she ran for mayor again and won. Of course, that area out there, it's controlled by Curtis McCall, which doesn't make it good, bad, or indifferent, but that's the way it is. But all the felony charges against Joanne Reed, and this is the third time she's been charged with felonies. First time convicted, second time she was it was all dismissed, and now this time all dismissed. And we sit back as a community and let it go. This is front page, top fold. Let it be front page, top fold for me or you, and it would all be bad. But goes to show you, and people will say it, and they all know it. Everybody knows it. Lewis, just off the air, knew it. These newspaper people, they are so liberal, they're going to make it sound good. And make it sound like she's some kind of a hero. This is an ignorant, skanky bitch that got drunk, that had her red lights and siren on. She's the one that impersonating a police officer. She's the one that was charged with official misconduct, felony vote buying. And for what reason, those were all dismissed. But I don't dislike the guy. Our special prosecutor out of Springfield, David Rands, he said that he didn't think there was enough evidence to convict her. So that's why he released her on all the charges, except the one misdemeanor charge where she's going to pay a fine, which after 6 months will be off her record. But think about it. When one of your family members get in trouble, serious or not, they want to throw the book at them. Always want to throw the book at them. But not if you're the mayor of Allerton. Not if you can get 2,000 votes. And in St. Clair County, that's all it means. But I think this next election, if the Republicans will be smart and come together and not fight each other, I think you may see a two-party system like you've seen here now in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years up in Madison County. Don't say it can't be done, because it can be done. But to get it done, we all have to stick together. We all have to complain when crap like this goes on. And Jim Gomerich is the new state's attorney for St. Clair County after Brendan Kelly was appointed superintendent of the state police. And I think personally, Jim Gombrich is a good guy, but politically, I don't think he's worth a damn. I don't think any of these guys that get up there in Belleville up at the courthouse, if they're decent, after they get elected, they're not decent. And now Jim, I think his wife, he's a state's attorney, his wife's a judge. I think his sister is something up at the elected official up at the state's attorney's office. And it's amazing how all that inbreeding just keeps going and going and going. And we sit back and do nothing about it. That's why they're pissed at me, because I'm going to do something about it. Now, I don't know at the end of the day it's going to make any difference. But when I'm laying there on my deathbed, I'll always be able to say I did all I could do to try to change things, to try to make things better. And I hope you good people do the same thing. You know, it's not guaranteed that anything's going to be changed in this great life, but we all have to do the best that we can do, because if we sit back and do nothing, it never, ever gets better. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Bob, at the beginning of your show, you know, you're talking about people dislike you. I'll tell you what, you can't dislike you. You got to love you. I'll tell you what, you kick butt when you do your job. I don't care what you say, what Kevin Slayton says. I don't care who likes you or don't like you. I think you guys are awesome. I think you do a great job. And you know what? If those SOBs don't like us, they need to do exactly what you say and turn you off.
You know what, Jesse, I really appreciate that. You've kind of made my day. How's your 4th of July going?
Well, it's going to go good, because after I'm done working today, I start my 4-day weekend.
Well, that's good. Well, don't get hurt. Enjoy that 4-day weekend so you can come back Monday and bust your ass again.
Right. Hey, I got one question for you, if I could ask, please.
Go ahead.
Where is a good place that I could catch up with you and get to meet you in person?
After the next couple of weeks, you can give me a call in about 2 weeks, because, you know, our producer, she died last week, and it's been hectic.
Who?
The last,
who?
Jill Robinson, she was our producer.
Oh, you've got to be crapping me.
No, she passed away Thursday, and
Jesus Christ, bless her heart, bless her family.
Yeah, well, they appreciate that, Jesse, and so do I, but we're finally, after about 30 days, we're finally, I think, getting back to normal, and I appreciate everybody that's taken the opportunity to give us time to get back to normal. So, anyway, Jesse, let's get together next couple of weeks. Give me a call. You and yours have a very, very safe and prosperous and fun 4th of July.
And for the radio station that lost her, Jill. She was such a sweet lady.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. So, well, listen, you have a good day. Thanks for calling, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. You know, it's amazing, but yeah, for you people that have called, and we have had some of our repeat performances played back-to-back 2 and 3, 4 days in a row, because, you know, when your producer passes, and she's the one that's been doing all the cleanup, she's the one that's been putting everything together, you can think it's easy, but it's not. But and I know we've had a lot of calls talk about they haven't been able to hear my repeat performance, because it has been hectic around here. But I think we've done a decent job, and I think we're just about back to normal. We're trying to finish up some things before the weekend, so we should have just about everything back under control. But even if not, nothing worse than death for the family of the deceased, for the friends of the deceased, for the people that knew the deceased. So when they say, well, I didn't hear your repeat show today, and I didn't, well, you know what? Jill Robinson's family is not going to ever talk to her again, because she's not coming home. I know she's up in heaven somewhere, but she's not coming home. So I think that's probably the most serious thing that we can talk about. These trivial things will all work themselves out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, as always. And we are proud, always, always, always proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and we will be off. We're going to play some military music during my show and all throughout the day, Thursday and Friday, to honor, which we do today and every day, to honor our brave military heroes, past, present, and future, all who gave some and some who gave all to make this country the great country it is. So let's don't let anybody tear this country down, because we fought too long and too hard to make it as good as it is. I think what we're going to do, take a minute or two, and I'm going to play this. It's a couple minutes. I'm going to play this for Colin Kaepernick, for Louis Farrakhan, for Jesse Jackson, for Al Sharpton, for every nigger out there that's trying to destroy this great country. I'm also going to try to find a white trash song, because I feel the same way about the crackers and the hunkies. They're the white end of this bad situation that are trying to destroy our country. And I don't know if they're trying to destroy it or they're just trying to keep it where everybody's fighting each other. And that just pisses me off, because we've come too long and too hard to have it hurt now. So at this time, because I can, this is Nigger Hating Me, and it's for all the niggers. And let's throw the crackers and the hunkies in too. Nigger Hating Me.
Slop in a big black spook, you know, cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it, and the end of a LACP would sure like to get a hold of nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck, you gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke, no joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat, and I ain't black, you see, so Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? Oh, South, you know it, cause I show it. Stick your black head out and I'll blow it. And the NAACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the blackest of them all?
A man named King, it ain't no doubt. And he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth.
He's a-doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a-brewing. Nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine. You know it, cause I show it. Stick your black head out and I'll blow it. And the NAACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me.
Nigger hating me. That's just kind of going to make my weekend. But don't think I haven't forgot about the crackers and the hunkies that ass wipe, no count, white son of a bitches that do the same thing the niggers do. And there's 4, 5, 6% out there in this great country. And the other 95% of us decent people, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, let's don't let these bastards win, because that would be amazing to see these son of a bitches win. Well, it's about time to go. We've got a few more minutes. Let's go ahead and take another call or two. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob. You know, that song always brings a tear to my eye. It's kind of hard to follow it. Actually, want to watch some of Andy Griffith reruns. But right. Basically, I had 2 points. One was, you know, whatever the results are, the 2020 election, neither side, I don't think, is going to lay down on it. It's going to be problems.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Not saying civil war, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be good.
Right.
Second point, and I'll be quick because we're out of time, is that I believe that the illegal immigrants, the illegal aliens, they're the new Negroes. In other words, the Democratic Party can no longer control the black population. They won't do what they say. That's why we're good. That's why it's all the new Negro is the Mexican illegal alien. They want them coming in and to do what they say for the vote.
You're exactly right. I have to agree with you. Listen, we're running out of time. You have a good, safe Fourth, and I say that to everybody, friend and foe. Let's everybody enjoy the holidays. Let's try to get over it that we are going to have differences in this great country, but that's because we're Americans and we can afford to have differences. But let's don't take it to the extreme. We're trying to kill each other and dismember each other. Let's fight it out. Let's fight it out in the court system. Let's fight it out in the political system. Because at the end of the day, this is the greatest country on God's green earth, if there is a God, and hopefully there is. And we can sit back and talk crap at the restaurants, at the bars, at the nightclubs, but that's not going to do us any good. We're going to have to understand that we're all mature enough that we're going to have to come together. And we can come together as one and still make this country great. Took these guys, took our military heroes a long time to get where we're at. So let's don't screw it up in 5 or 10, 15 years, and many years it has taken to get to this point. Let's don't forget about it. And as always, on the 4th, let's remember our brave military heroes. Because of them, we're where we're at today. So everybody, have a safe 4th. Have a safe 4th of July. Again, we'll be off the air, Kevin Slayton and I, tomorrow and Friday. We'll do the best of shows, so we'll see you back on Monday. But we all wish you the best here at KQQZ. Let's not have any fighting. Let's have a few beers. Let's have some barbecue. Let's have a good time. But when it's all over, let's continue to remember these ass-wipe, no-count, low-life, parasitical, perverted punks that they call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, we have to research and we have to understand all the negative, all the illegal crap they're doing. And what do we have to do? As always, we have to destroy them before they continue to destroy us. No violence. You know, I believe in any kind of violence. Violence gets you nothing. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here. On the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
And now, the warning. I'll be back terrorizing the airways tomorrow, so you have been warned. Tomorrow, come back and visit me right here on the dark side.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.